This is an audio description of Wilder Times, Arthur Boyd and the mid-1980s landscape. Enter the main hall-like Gallery 1 via a large opening just to the right of the entry or welcome desk. To the left of the entrance, wall text reads, Boyd and the Landscape. Arthur and Yvonne Boyd first visited Bundanon in late 1971 and were greatly taken with the beauty of the country and river. As soon as they moved permanently to Bundanon, the Boyds focused on how they might preserve and share this place beyond their immediate circle. In 1984, designer John Truscott commissioned artworks for what was then the Victorian Arts Centre, bringing the art forms together for a complete cultural experience. Developed from rough paintings and sketches made in situ in the landscape, Arthur Boyd's series captures the passing of time at the bank of a wide river from dawn till midnight. Painted at Bundanon in 1984, on the land of the Dharawal and Durga speaking people, these images reflect Boyd's passionate commitment to preserving the natural world. The 14 paintings are a hymn to the river Bungley, Shoalhaven, the rocky outcrops and boulders, and the flora and fauna, much of them endangered, but protected by the Boyds as a wildlife refuge since the early 1980s. Boyd first explored painting the landscape without the addition of human figures, unadorned by myth or overt narrative. In subsequent works, the disastrous impacts of humans on the natural world started to enter the frame. Pulpit Rock, Bathers and Muzzled Dog, 1985, reflects the artist's deep concerns about preserving the environment from human self-interest. Figures in the Landscape, filmed at Bundanon in 1985, charts Boyd's thinking and creative process for this series of works, giving an insight into the role landscape played in his practice throughout his life. Gallery 1 contains the suite of commissioned works, the 14 landscape paintings of the Shoalhaven River and Pulpit Rock. Other works in this gallery are an iconic Boyd painting recently gifted to Bundanon, which is individually described, an etching, and the documentary by Don Featherstone titled Arthur Boyd, Figures in the Landscape. Bench seating is provided in the centre of the gallery and is available close to the projection of the film. The gallery is 12.5 metres wide by 25 metres long, with a polished concrete floor and exposed lighting tracks suspended alongside concrete beams that run across the high ceilings. The walls of Bundanon Art Museum are generally white. However, in Gallery 1, three of the walls have been painted in a warm pale grey, from the floor up to a line around 4 metres high. The painted walls are to the north, east and south. The first three paintings hang on the grey north wall, adjacent to the wall text. These three are mirrored at the other end of the room, and the remaining eight are displayed along the eastern wall. They are large in scale, ranging from 152 by 182.5 centimetres to 187 by 157 centimetres, mostly in landscape format. The titles highlight the subject matter of the paintings and reference time of day, which conveys the shifting light, mood and colours within the landscapes. Compositionally, the paintings are divided in two around a horizontal midline, the landscape above and its reflection beneath. The waterline sits at the centre of the canvas, as if it has reached an equilibrium. The first painting on the north wall is Starry Night, Shoalhaven River. Above, a dark blue sky is pierced with yellow stars and the light that emanates from them. Below, the clarity of the vibrant colours in the reflection seem to eclipse the colour and detail above the midline. Boyd's painting suspends us in the quiet of vibrant star-filled heaven and its mirror reflection in the water below. Alongside hangs Shoalhaven Riverbank, Dawn, which features a luminous palette of light pinks and pale yellow which highlight the details of the landscape in the soft hours of early morning. Third in line is Shoalhaven Riverbank and Rock, a detailed close-up of the pastel shades at play in the bush across the river. The horizontal mirror line of the river is lower in this work, and the reflection is free, the details abstracted and broken. Turn right and follow the works hanging along the eastern wall. The river generously links the works together. Shoalhaven Riverbank and Black Cockatoo is followed by White Cloud on Shoalhaven River and Midday Pulpit Rock. The titles of each reinforce the subject focused on in the paintings. In the painterly Shoalhaven Riverbank and Black Cockatoo, the black cockatoo flies close by on the left. There is no reflection or disturbance in the water below. The observation of the moment and time of day crystallized in these works reveal the deep connection between the artist and nature. In Pulpit Rock and Willow Tree, a longer reflection is emphasized, with a green willow tree just to the left of Pulpit Rock at the edge of the river. Black Cockatoo, Shoalhaven River, shows the flying black cockatoo high on the right, starkly highlighted against the glaring pale colours of the opposite bank. In early light Pulpit Rock, the sky is bleached, the colours just beginning to show, the peak of Pulpit Rock an iridescent pink as the morning sun lights it up. Next is Dark Cloud, Shoalhaven River. The dark cloud is on the right, the sky otherwise blue, and the colours vibrant as before a brewing storm. And in morning Pulpit Rock, the rocks and trees have a great clarity, so that even the morning air seems crisp in this painting. On the southern wall, mirroring the three works at the other end of the gallery, are Shoalhaven River and Black Swan, a pale ochre-coloured cliff to the left, and the black swan sitting in the water middle right, its neck elegantly bent, followed by Shoalhaven Riverbank with star and black swan, a dusk sky with the bright star just right of centre, mirrored in the river, and the black swan further to the right. And the 14th painting, the bright, reflective, midday Shoalhaven Riverbank, with its gorgeous bright blue sky and sentinel-like rocks at water's edge. The three other works in this room hang along the white-painted western wall of the gallery to the left of the entrance. Closest to the main entrance is a coloured etching from 1987 titled Shoalhaven Bathers. Lines have been inked in blue, black and brown-red colours before printing on paper. In the upper third of the work, the familiar peak of Pulpit Rock faces to the left. White cumulus clouds appear to the sides amid a sky of blue and black hatched lines. Below, the colours transition from brown to red, describing the bush and large boulders in the vicinity. The lower half of the etching is filled with the figures of bathers and their flippered feet. Bodies angle in from either side, clashing together in the middle of the composition, just below the peak of Pulpit Rock. The thin ribbon of river and a muzzled dog on the far right-hand side are emphasised in black ink against the predominantly red background. Alongside the etching are the four panels of the recently gifted work, Pulpit Rock, Bathers and Muzzled Dog, which is thematically like the etching and individually described. To the left of the large panelled painting is the Don Featherstone film, Arthur Boyd, Figures in the Landscape. It shows Boyd, a fair-skinned man with a mop of bright white hair, walking in contemplation along the banks of the Shoalhaven. The film discusses his work, particularly his engagement with the environment, and additional footage shows him painting these very works. Some are painted in a makeshift studio near the river, a tent-like structure providing overhead shade for the artist and his large canvases propped beneath. A dance arises as Boyd engages with the canvas and immerses himself in the landscape, often mixing colours directly on his hands and applying straight to the canvas. The film also takes us into his studio. It runs for 51 minutes and the projection on the wall is about 50 by 70 centimetres in size. A second large walkway to the left in the western wall leads through to Gallery 2. To the left of this second walkway is the following wall text. Beyond Boyd. The second chapter of Wilder Times offers an opportunity to reflect on the broader context of artistic practice in the mid-1980s in Australia, seen through the lens of landscape. Drawn from private and public collections across the country, this focused survey brings together a diverse range of artists working across visual media, from painting and drawing to photography and film. All challenge preconceived notions of landscape and its role in the prevailing narratives of national identity, greatly influencing subsequent generations of artists. Importantly, the 1980s was a decade when the wealth of Indigenous cultural knowledge was starting to be acknowledged through large-scale exhibitions, both in Australia and abroad. This was an energetic time of growth and change for Australia, with significant social and economic reforms generating a new international outlook for Australian culture. 1984 saw an end to the Franklin Dam project in Tasmania and a new commitment to supporting land rights for Indigenous people, as well as the passing of a National Sex Discrimination Act to strengthen the rights of women. Questions of nationhood were amplified by the 1984 Olympic and 1986 Commonwealth Games and a looming bicentennial anniversary of British settlement in 1988. Given this political and social dynamism, many artists felt an imperative to reshape the role landscape played in overarching cultural narratives. Exit to the West, through the walkway into Gallery 2.